CBS poll, voters say Democrats favor migrants over Americans. By Neil Monroe on October 30, 2022. A majority of American swing voters believe Democrats put the interests of migrants ahead of Americans, while Republicans put Americans first, according to a CBS poll of 2,119 registered voters. What an absolute terrible poll result for Democrats, Republican consultant Ryan Gurdusky tweeted on October 30. The poll also showed that 59% of all voters and 61% of independents say Democrats will open the U.S.-Mexican border if they keep control of Congress in 2023. 20% of liberals and 27% of Democrats say their party will open the borders. The pre-election poll comes after President Joe Biden's deputies imported at least 3 million foreign workers, immigrants, and illegal immigrants. In 2022, for example, he imported at least 7 migrants for every 10 births. Biden's migration is unfairly pressuring down Americans' wages. It is also boosting rents and housing prices, and is pushing up inflation for a wide variety of goods, such as used autos and food. CBS News reported the results of the October 26 to 28 poll. Republican messaging on immigration is resonating with some voters. By 3-1, polled, voters think Democrats put the interests of recent immigrants first rather than prioritizing the interests of current U.S. citizens, among those who think the party takes a side between the two. And a majority of voters think the Democrats would open the U.S.-Mexico border. Those holding this view are voting Republican in big numbers. The poll's crosstabs also show that independents think Democrats favor migrants over Americans. 52% of election-deciding swing voting independents told CBS that Democrats put immigrants ahead of Americans. So did 10% of Democrats and 77% of Republicans. In contrast, just 5% of independents say that Republicans put immigrants ahead of Americans. Just 9% of Democrats, and 6% of Republicans, say the GOP puts immigrants ahead of U.S. citizens. Extraction migration. It is easier for government officials to grow the economy by immigration than by growing exports, productivity, or the birth rate. So the federal government deliberately stimulates low-wage business by extracting millions of migrants from poor countries to serve as extra workers, consumers, and renters. This extraction migration policy shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to investors, billionaires, and Wall Street. It makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, buy homes, or gain wealth. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity. This happens because migration allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of the skilled American professionals and productivity-boosting technology that earlier allowed Americans in their communities to earn more money. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into the jobs needed by the families of blue-collar and white-collar Americans. This third-rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.